When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Variety Radio Online. Hey, I'm here with my co-host, Nikki, and we are going to be hanging out tonight with a really cool guy that we have had the opportunity to interview once before. His name is Seamus Dever, and he plays Detective Kevin Ryan on the very funny but slightly unusual television show on ABC, Castle. So we are, as of right now, we are just waiting for him to come on the line and hang out with us. Seamus, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I have arrived.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, as I was just saying, this is our second interview with you, so welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
It's really awesome that you're here with us. Last time we talked about all the usual things and everything. So tonight, you know, Nikki and I thought, you know what, we're going to talk about all the fun things that we didn't get to last time. So, you know, all the cool stuff, you know.
All right, just, cool.
Have a fun night with you, okay?
All right, sounds great.
Awesome.
Very cool. Hi, Seamus. This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. How you doing?
I am good. So we're dying to know what your favorite episode this year was so far.
Well, it was probably the Wild Rover 18, and I guess it sort of speaks for itself because I got to do a lot of really cool things. It was one of those. It's one of those episodes that, like, see, when we're on the show, we don't actually get the scripts until like a couple days before we start filming. But all the department heads do, the people who are like ahead of the makeup department, head of the hair department, head of, you know, the camera department. They're reading all these things and they say to me, you know, like, there's this really great episode. You get to do this and you get to do that and that. And I'm like, I'm hearing all these cool things. I'm like, is this really going to happen? I really hope it does, but, you know, the show is named Castle. It's not named Ryan, so I'm really hoping that it comes to fruition. And lo and behold, you know, everybody loved the script, and a guy named Terrence Paul Winter, who is one of our writers from the very beginning, he's been with us since the first season, him and I had been talking about this concept, and sort of we were spitballing a couple years ago about like all the things that we could possibly get to know about Ryan and all the things that we could do, and they finally happened this season. I mean, I had a really good sort of breakout episode last season too, but this one was interesting because we got to see Ryan be kind of a badass and really. Mm-hmm. And really show people what he could do, and so it was a lot of fun. That was my favorite one from this season.
Yeah, he always seems kind of mild mannered. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Like we show people one thing with Ryan, and then we surprise them. You know, and I think it's one of those things that, you know, all of us on the show, all the actors on the show, we're accustomed to doing a ton of other things. I mean, I played a lot of bad guys before I got on the show, so people just sort of think I'm this one guy. But I can be tough. I can throw my weight around. I can beat a guy up if I need to, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah. So it was that one was a lot of fun.
Cool. So you're saying, do the other people ever mess with you? You know, since they're getting all this stuff ahead of you, like, oh, sorry, bro, you're dying in like three episodes.
No, I know that wouldn't really happen, and I call their bluff and be like, hey, well, too bad you get shot, and you're like, yeah. I'm like, cool. Well, I guess I got to look for a new job now, you know. So I just sort of like throw that back at them, and they're like, oh my god, he's so okay with about losing his job. I'm like, yeah, it happened to me before. Who cares? So
right.
No, you know, only it was a couple of years ago. There was the episode. What was it? Knockdown? I think it was where we got water tortured.
Right.
And so I think we had been going in the middle of the season, and we had been talking about a ton of other stuff. You know, and then this episode comes around, and I think it was 3:13. And so it's the middle of the season, and then people are like, So we just want to check with you how you are with your water and for the waterboarding scene you're going to be doing. I'm like, what? I'm sorry. for contacts, right? I just want to make sure that you have your contacts and we can remove those on the day. And I'm like, I'm sorry. What are you like? And like, you can hold your breath underwater. How long can you hold your breath underwater? And I'm like, wait a minute. Why are you asking me all these questions? I don't know what the hell is about to happen on the show. But I eventually found out, and I was like, excuse me. Someone's got to tell me what's going on because I'm hearing all these things, and I'm like, what? Give me some details, please. So occasionally that happens too.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
All right, well, you just led right into my next question perfectly, which is why we love you so much when you come to an interview with us is, you know, with all of these cool things that were happening to Ryan this season, especially in that amazing Ryan-centric episode, and then we had the family news and all this cool stuff. But I wanted to ask you about, you know, your whole Ryan going undercover and, you know, you were so different. You know, when you've been this character, this Ryan, you know, Kevin Ryan, who's so, you know, he's sweet, he's mild-mannered, for so many years now, you know, being that character on Castle, how difficult was it for you to change up and just, you know, become this badass, which I'll be honest with you was amazing. That was one of my favorite eps this season. So.
Oh, thank you. You know, it was... Here's the thing, is like when I went to college, sort of the value of all of us in drama school at the time was sort of like we all wanted to play characters. We all wanted to be as different from one role to the next as we could possibly be. And there was always sort of this thing of like who can be the most different and who can justify those things, you know. Whether we did it any good or not is a whole different issue. However, you know, that was something that I always sort of built into this idea of learning how to play a character and finding the details about this person that makes it different than this other person that you've been playing. And so, you know, there was a lot of that in playing this different character. I mean, I think, yeah, Ryan, all my choices tend to be sort of mild-mannered and very much, you know, a guy who's easy to get along with. And so, like, playing someone abrasive is probably a little closer to who I am in real life. I have no idea. let's say someone was more assertive and potentially more aggressive. That's someone who's probably closer to who I am in real life. That probably surprises a lot of people. But maybe Fenton was a lot closer to who I am in real life from Kevin Ryan. You know, they're all shades of yourself in the end.
Right.
You can only play so many different things. I mean, everybody wants to be Daniel Day-Lewis, but you know, you can play something that's further away from yourself, and people go, oh, I don't buy it, you know. But you can play something, you can take sort of the truths that are in yourself and build on that with your character. And I think that's what I sort of did with Fenton Ryan and playing a contrast between the two of those.
Yeah, I think, you know, that kind of makes me think of a quote that I heard, and I honestly can't remember who said it. Don't quote me on it. But I remember a quote one time that an actor said that the best actors are the ones who always put a piece of their self into their role. And so, yeah, you know, what you're saying is it's so clear, really.
Yeah, I mean, you can trust the sort of the truth of who you are, and, you know, when you go far, it's hard to trust those things. So, you know, as far as truth. So,
right.
I just tried to play, you know, this is me when I'm confronted with the situation. This is me when I'm confronted with my past. And this is me when I need to knock a guy down. This is me, you know, when I need to do these other things. So, yeah, they're all just shades of my own experiences. So, but it's nice that it came out like there were two separate characters. That's nice.
It did. It was a really, really well done episode. Congratulations on it.
Thank you very much.
Boy, we're just in segue heaven tonight here.
I'm telling you.
Because I was just about to say, speaking of bringing in a lot of personal stuff, you got a lot of extra on-screen time with your wife this season. That's got to be really cool to be able to work with her a little bit more. Are we going to see any more of her in the back end of the episode here, season?
You're not going to see her this season. You're hopefully going to see her next season if we have a next season. We haven't been picked up, by the way. So.
Oh, you will.
We have no worries.
We're not, none of us are really worried either, but, you know, it's sort of one of those things that until you hear officially, so. But, yeah, we're probably going to see some next year. I'm told that, you know, we're going to see more of her. So she's pregnant and with child right now. So I'm sure we're going to see some of her at some point. Hopefully a lot of her. And a lot of her because she's going to be pregnant. So a lot more of her and a lot more of her on screen as well. That'd be great.
Awesome. Okay. Big question, because I'll be honest with you. Probably the best part of the episodes when I'm watching them is this. And this is what I've always wanted to know, is that bromance between you, John Huertas, and even to a degree Nathan Fillion, is that all script, or do you guys just kind of naturally bounce off of each other? I mean, has it just become because, you know, you've worked together for so long?
Well, you take some guys and you trap them in a room together and for 12 hours a day, and if they hate each other, it's going to really start to be apparent, and they're not going to talk together at all. But if they're sort of easygoing guys and they're have some things in common and like to entertain each other, which is certainly the case with our show, then I think it develops into a friendship and becomes, you know, something more. So yeah, you know, it's we just hang out. We happen to film a TV show as well while we're hanging out. It's you know, we get together, we hang out, we show each other YouTube clips, we tweet to each other, we tell stories of our past, and, you know, and in between those stories, we film a television show. But, you know, it's funny because it's like everybody, you know, they think it's just the actors hanging out and everything, but there's a whole crew that's there. So, you know, we're, you know, telling stories with you know, our on-set prop guy, Steve. And, you know, Andy, he's over there in camera, and Chris, and the other Chris, and Matt, and Tyler, and all these names that you guys have probably heard us mention in, like, the blooper reels and things. But they're the only guys who are with us. And most of the time when we crack a joke on set, we're doing it to try to make the crew laugh is actually what we are. Because, you know, it's one of those things we can't necessarily crack on film. But if you can make the crew laugh, you know, it's a pretty cool thing. That Charlie's Angels thing that you saw that John and I did, and that wasn't supposed to be on that wasn't supposed to make it. We just did that to make the crew laugh and to make Nathan
back,
laugh because it was on Nathan's back too. So no, they like it. I think they like to be entertained like that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we all have a good time. So sometimes you'll do something and you'll hear. It's actually it's a chain reaction thing. It's really funny. You'll do something, and then you'll hear someone behind the camera go like they're holding in a laugh, and then you'll start laughing because you've made them laugh, and you're like, oh, crap, we all broke. But you know, it's good because you hang out with these people all the time, and if it were just the actors hanging out, that'd be one thing. But you know, it's sort of we're all a big team. We're all trapped in a room together, so. You know, I think we start to relate and make friendships outside just the three guys and Stana as well. So, yeah. I mean, it's. I think it's genuine. I don't know. We're not really forcing it. We're not pushing anything. So, it's. I think it comes across as genuine.
It does. I'll be honest. Like I said, that is probably the highlight of every show for me is to see you guys, and it just cracks me up when y'all get when y'all get together and start doing this crazy stuff. So.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely cool. I remember the year before last when you guys were all at Comic-Con, I was in that little crowd of people down there when you guys were doing the signing. And, yeah, you guys looked like you were having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really awesome. You and John busted out and just sang happy birthday to this girl.
Oh, we did? That was funny.
Yeah,
yep.
And it was so sweet. And, like, you could just tell, like, you just made her entire year.
Yep.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, you don't need to give John too many excuses to sing. He'll do it. It doesn't really take very much. So, yeah.
But speaking of Comic-Con, I mean, I know that you guys haven't been picked up, but you will. Have you heard anything about Comic-Con? Are you guys going to be doing a panel this year? Have they said anything? Are you going?
I have no idea. You know, it works in places, in buildings over there in Burbank. People have these kind of discussions about, you know, I know we're a big fan favorite at Comic-Con and we pack our house. And sometimes, and we didn't go last year, and so I don't know how it works, but we weren't really necessarily asked. So so it was one of those situations that, I don't know, some people are sitting in a room in Burbank. They'll be deciding these sorts of things probably, and I'll hear something in about a month, I'm sure, if we're going or not. But we'll see. We always have a fun time when we're down there, and I think it's definitely a place to an easy crowd for us, because it's sort of, you know, we like to go after genre stuff and like to have a lot of fun. So,
I lost everybody.
Yeah, you didn't lose. We accidentally lost Seamus's call. The switchboard actually dropped the call. So hopefully he will call back in, and we will have him again in just a moment. So never fear, we're still here, guys. I just checked all of a sudden I didn't hear anything, and I checked the switchboard, and it said that his call had accidentally dropped. I think that might be him possibly trying to call back in.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
oh,
I'm
there we
so
go.
Sorry about that. Our switchboard accidentally dropped your call on us here.
Was it? Because I switched to Verizon recently, so I can actually make phone calls inside my house.
Right.
I was like, was it my Verizon? Because my Verizon doesn't let me down. My AT&T let me down all the time, and that's why AT&T and I had to part ways. So
I understand that.
I love my Verizon.
I'm liking it a lot more than AT&T. AT&T, I could not make a phone call inside my house.
No.
And that was sort of like, wait a minute, if I need to, and it was always ridiculous. I'd take my phone and I'd go stand near a window. I'd have to stand near a window.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's got to be a better way. So things have been better since I switched.
I definitely had the same problem. Only here though, like in Chicago, it was okay. I don't know, we had more towers or something, but when I moved out here, it was like, see you later.
AT&T is better in some cities than others. Chicago, it tends to be better. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, I'm famous for what they call Lion Kinging my phone to try to get a signal.
Oh.
You know, holding it up in the air.
It's a very descriptive gesture, yeah. Lion Kinging, I love it.
I've never heard that. That's great.
Yeah. One of my kids taught me that one, and I can't stop using it. It's so hilarious. But, yeah, I'm famous for that, and that is simply because, yes, I still do have AT&T, unfortunately. And so
yeah.
Same thing. No worries there. All right. All right. Well, one last question, and then we actually have a couple of callers lined up that we're really excited to talk to you and ask a couple of questions. And it kind of leads right from what we were talking about a little while ago. Any more fun Ryan and Esposito little bromance moments in the last few eps that we can look forward to?
There's actually a fun scene. I can't wait to see it in the very last episode. I tell Esposito some information. We're in a very dirty location, and I tell Esposito some information, and there's a very touching moment, and it's one of these things that John did. He improvised the dialogue. He changed it a little bit to sort of make it sound a little bit more like John.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me laugh, and it was very genuine, and I think it applied itself to the moment pretty well. So for those of you who are wondering what the heck I'm talking about, there's a scene where some laundry machines, we're basically in the basement of an apartment building with some laundry machines. And that's in the last episode. So I look forward to seeing what that happened, because we did it, and I think we got one take out of it on my side, and the director was pretty happy with it and moved on. He was like, no, we got it. I don't want to do another one. Let's do it again. Let's move on. So, and I think that was like, I don't know, midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning when we shot that some night. So, that's a fun little moment. John and I, just shot something, for the fans. I can't tell you anything more. Actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you anything more but you'll find out in September, about this thing that we just did last week. I hope it turns out good. I don't know. We worked really hard on it. So hopefully that'll be something for the fans come September.
Well, very cool. That'll be something.
I'll have to sneak over and try and infiltrate one of those hair and makeup people and see what it was.
See what the heck I'm talking about. I know.
Awesome. All right. Well, we got a couple of callers that wanted to call in and ask a couple of questions. Let me pick up one of them now.
Okay.
Amanda, you're on the air with Seamus.
Hi, Seamus. Can you hear me?
You there, Amanda?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yep.
Okay.
Did we maybe lose
him? Seamus, are you there still? Did
yep,
we lose
I'm
him?
Still here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Sorry. For some reason, our switchboard is going nutty on us tonight.
I'm listening to Amanda. I'm just trying to figure out.
All right.
y'all can't go quiet on me, otherwise I start
all
to
right.
run alone.
I won't.
A few years back, you were on General Hospital playing Ian Devlin. Between the daytime and the nighttime dramas, what's the big difference for you with filming? I know daytime doesn't usually have a hiatus. There is no season to it because it runs year-round. Other than that, you know, with the
well,
filming schedule.
Yeah, the big differences that immediately strike me are the page counts. We film about 8 pages a day on Castle. I think we filmed, when I was there, maybe 15 to 20 pages on General Hospital. And you don't have much rehearsal, and you sort of do it in a lot of preparation the night before, and you really only do a scene maybe 3-4 times, but maybe even less on some occasions. So you certainly get to sort of do stuff and immediately commit it to film a lot faster. The other big difference is, I mean, just I tended to say things that meant things to me personally on General Hospital. I tend to have had an emotional connection to the material that I was working with on General Hospital. Castle, there's a lot of talking about him doing this to her and at this place and this time and sort of that emotional connection. You don't necessarily get that on a police show. Those are the big differences. I sort of miss a lot of that. Occasionally we get to do things where I say the word I a lot on Castle, but very, very little. So those are the biggest things. It's sort of the emotional things. They're not really there on Castle necessarily. And the page count, my God, but the memorizing is still there. It's like the night before I'm just sitting there with all my pages. Now I'm paperless. So, but yeah, just sitting down and just memorizing them, cranking them out, trying to make sense of everything. That's still sort of the same, you know. Castle is a lot more like about telling a story. So you're talking about people that you never get to interview or meet. They're just names on a page, and you have to sort of make them somehow personal or have a visual connection to them to know who the heck you're talking about. So those are probably the main differences. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Amanda.
Thanks for calling, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda.
All right, we got one more. This is Michelle. Michelle, are you on?
Yes.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey. Seamus, I have a question. You've done a lot of theater, and I know you had to enjoy it because you did so many plays. Do you miss doing the theater with the live audience? And also, is there any one thing from the theaters, from all the dramas you did, that really stands out with all the different musicals you did?
I miss the theater. It's definitely something that that's sort of in my blood, and I haven't done a play now for about 2 years. So, actually going about 3 years now. Oh, crap! Wow. But it's something I definitely miss. I did some really fun productions out here in Los Angeles, some work that I'm pretty proud of. There was the LA premiere of Suburbia. I got to play the character of Buff in that. That was a lot of fun. That was my first show out here in Los Angeles, and I'm pretty proud of the work I did in that. I did a production of A Clockwork Orange a few years ago, actually about 10 years ago now. I'm pretty proud of my work in that. I did a William Inge play called The Disposal, and I felt pretty good about that. So, there's a lot of things that stand out, and I think I have a lot more theater left in me. But the question is, it probably won't happen till Castle has run its course. There's just so little time to rehearse, much less to do a play when I'm pretty much all night long filming.
So we won't see you in theater for another 5 or 10 years. You'll be on Castle forever.
There you go. There's your answer. 5 to 10 years is the range,
yeah.
Then you'll see me back on the boards. But until then, I'll be making Castle.
Yay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. All right, we do have one more caller. She's shy. She didn't want to put her name out. I'm not real sure why, but so we're going to call her Anonymous Lucy. I'm going to bring her in. Anonymous Lucy, are you on?
Yes.
Okay, and you had a question?
Hi, Seamus. I love the show.
Hi, Lucy. Oh, thank you, Lucy. Thank you.
What is the most interesting set that you have been on Vallone Castle?
Interesting. Well, okay, so you think about all the sets you go in there that they build, and it's sort of a fun thing to walk into one and you go, oh my God, they built all this. I'd have to think about some of them. They work really hard, and you're like, I can't believe they built all of this thing. The Nebula 9 ship from this year, the Final Frontier episode, that was pretty cool. Because you walk
in
there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, you're on a bridge of a starship, and then you go to all the walls, and you start realizing, you're like, hey, wait a minute, I've seen all these things, and they look really familiar. And I spoke with our production designer, and he was like, yeah, pretty much this whole set was built out of Home Depot.
Wow.
and you're like, wait a minute,
that's impressive.
That's like a gutter spout. Wait a minute, yeah, from painted silver. Okay, I get that. Yeah, I've seen those before. And you start noticing all these little bits that are painted or refashioned, and it's pretty amazing, pretty ingenious, you know, what they did to build that set. And I know they actually, I think they're using that set on the show The Neighbors now, because it's the first time they came and they said, we want this set. And so some dudes came and they chopped it all up and they took it in huge, like 15-foot sections, and they loaded it up onto a flatbed, and they presumably, I don't know, took it out to Burbank or something, and I guess they're using some portion of it on another show. So that one was pretty impressive. But there's so many. Our production designers are so cool. But you know, sometimes it's just, you know, getting immersed in something, and you go, oh my God, this is just so moody that you can't help but sort of get into the mood of the scene that you're playing. And I think that really helps everybody.
Yeah. I'm currently watching the episode of Castle right now, and it's awesome. And actually watching Castle is kind of making me realizing how much I love the film and TV industry.
Oh, cool.
So I'm a history major, but this is, I always liked, I love behind the scenes.
Oh, very cool. There's always always ways to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Very much. All right.
Yeah,
well, thanks, Lucy. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to say you were great in Wild Rover. Your acting is amazing, and great talking to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks
you,
for calling in, Lucy.
Thanks, Anonymous Lucy. Thank you.
Sometimes we get people that are very shy. They want to talk,
oh,
but they're
fun.
Very shy.
That's totally cool. I totally understand.
All right. Well, one last thing before we'll let you go. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming. All right.
Oh, yeah.
We know that you have a Facebook fan page and a Twitter, but if anybody out there doesn't know and that you want them to find you online, you want to give out your Facebook fan page and your Twitter so that they can come and hang out with you online?
Sure. I'm much more active on Twitter than I am on Facebook these days. I stopped hanging out on Facebook when my parents, or when my mother specifically spending time on Facebook. I was like, oh no, I gotta hide from my mom. But no, I'm much more active on Twitter these days. So yeah, my handle is @SeamusDever, all one word. I don't know if it's case sensitive, but I think it's all lowercase, @SeamusDever. All one word. Tweet me. I'll tweet you back.
Awesome, very much. All right, and we are, as you know from the last time that you were here, we were using the name The VRO, and we have slowly been remarketing our brand name to be Variety Radio Online. So we would love it if you could do a really quick little clip for us that we can use on other shows. Basically, this is Seamus Dever, whatever else you might want to say, if you want to say anything, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online. If you could do that for us, that'd be sweet.
All right, sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
Should I do it right now?
Yep, you can just do it any time right now, and I'll
see while we're still recording this. Sure. Hi, this is Seamus Dever, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online.
Thank you so much. And, Seamus, thank you for coming, and we obviously will want you back again, so we'll be giving you
a call.
We'll be giving you a call, and hopefully you can come on next season.
Sure, sounds good.
Yes, there will be a next season.
Yes, there will.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Knock on wood. All those things, yeah.
Ultimately, we need to try and get you and John on
in the same situation.
That's what needs to happen, I think.
Sure, yeah. I'll chat with them. Yeah, maybe next season when we're both around. Yeah.
That would be a crazy, crazy show.
Just tell him he could sing all he wants, and, you know, it's cool.
And I'd be very happy with it, sure.
All right. Thanks again. Thanks again for taking time out of your evening, and you just have a great rest of the evening out there in California.
Thanks. You guys too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, he's just awesome, and that was just a great interview. Thanks, Nikki, for coming and interviewing him with me. That was just too much fun, because he's always a lot of fun when he comes and joins us.
Always, always a blast. That's why I've been gone for the last, year, because, he wasn't on.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, we're going to head out, guys. Thanks for joining us. And if you are listening to this in our archives, just come and send us a message sometime just to let us know that you enjoyed the show. You can find us at Variety Radio Online on Facebook, and at thevro.com is our website, and at thevro on Twitter. Just drop us a line and let us know if you enjoyed the show. Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Do you want more of the VRO? Visit us at thevro.com. Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you
Geico makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift.